This is the 31 day healing devotional with Jim Newton. Day 31, the blessed of the Lord, part 2. I began telling you in my previous message about a man called Abraham, whom God called from his father's house and blessed. God was to change his name to Abraham, father of the multitude. You know this story. God changed the man's name to Abraham even when he was yet to have the child that God promised him. Abraham faithfully followed God. Isaac, the child of promise, was eventually born when he was 100 years old and his wife Sarah 90. God tested Abraham when he asked him to sacrifice Isaac. He obeyed, but God himself provided a ram instead of Isaac in the place of sacrifice. Abraham passed the test and God blessed him irrevocably. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Glory to God. Hallelujah. The nation of Israel, descendants of Abraham, was eventually born. But the people were in Egypt for 430 years, and for some of the years in heavy bondage. Then the Almighty God delivered them by his strong hand. The people indeed witnessed strange acts of God, but they could not put their trust in the Lord. They doubted the ability of God to continually give them victory over their enemies. They made God quite unhappy and angry because of their unbelief. So God forbade the unbelieving generation to enter the promised land. Then Moses delivered the law to the new generation to guide them to walk uprightly before God. But unfortunately, their hearts wandered from God over the years and then went after foreign gods, mere idols made by men's hands. Consequently, God visited them with pestilences, including giving them up to be carried into captivity. God had over the years sent prophets to Israel, warning them about the consequences of idolatry and wickedness, but they did not heed until they ended up in captivity. It was now obvious to God that they could not obey his commandments and injunctions in their corrupted state as of the fallen man. Their interminable blood sacrifices of bulls, goats, and rams could not obliterate their sinful nature. God's unsurpassing love still could not let go of humanity. His heart still gravitated towards his chosen the way a man's heart reaches to his first love. Finally, he decided to do something almost unthinkable. He sent his only begotten son as propitiation for the sin of mankind. For while we were still sinners, he gave up his son to die in our stead, that we might be redeemed from the curse of sin and death, which proceeded from the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden. And so Jesus came into this world to suffer and die for the wrongdoings of mankind. Although he showed great signs and wonders, demonstrating that he was the Messiah they were hoping for, Israel rejected the Lord of life. They turned against him instead and conspired to kill him. He was rejected, betrayed, and crucified because the Almighty had preordained it to be so. But those who rejected and crucified him thought he was dying for his wrongdoings. If only they knew that he had yielded himself to be crucified so as to redeem mankind from the curse of sin and death. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him. If only they knew that he was dying as a sacrifice for their sins. But they didn't know. It is also written, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by his death on a tree, which by itself was a curse. In other words, Jesus Christ became a curse for us all, that we might be qualified to receive the blessing of Abraham. And the all-encompassing blessing chronicled in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, and in chapter 22, 15 to 18. Abraham was indeed a blessed man, and you are qualified to be blessed with the same blessing as a believer in Christ. Saints of the Lord, let it be very clear to you that Christ has indeed redeemed you from every curse without exception, whether it be generational, witchcraft, marrying, and from all the curses listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28, 15 to 68. You are the redeemed of the Lord, and no curse is permitted to cling to you. Start today to activate your blessing in the Lord by faith, by speaking. Faith is voice activated. Keep saying it. Declare all and appropriate all of your inheritance in Christ Jesus. You are to prophesy to yourself daily. Say to yourself, I am blessed of the Lord. I am blessed and highly favored. I cannot be cursed. The works of my hands are blessed. I am a blessing to the families of the world. I am blessed going out. I am blessed coming in. All things work together for my good. Before I call, the Lord answers me. While I am still speaking, he hears. Men, women, and children call me blessed, and indeed I am blessed. Friend, never tire of declaring words of blessing over yourself and your family. Believe what you decree and declare it with deep conviction, and blessings will surely overtake you. In much the same vein, take authority and dominion over anything that the devil throws at you by your commands and decrees. Healing declaration. My Lord, my God, your word says, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And so I agree with my listeners that as the blessed of the Lord, we are not permitted to carry any manifestation of the curse in our bodies. Diseases, infirmities, shame, reproach, curses, and all things evil and oppressive shall not cling to us. They are the illegalities of the devil. We also agree, Lord, that you paid the price in full for our redemption. Therefore, we resist and reject the devil and his illegalities. Devil, your time is up. You will pack all your properties now, whatever be the name of your properties, from the bodies of my listeners, and leave now. In the name of Jesus, I say, go! Get out of this place with fire burning you. Go and never you come back. In the name of Jesus. Listeners, I say to you, be healed comprehensively in the name of Jesus. From head to toe, inside out, be healed, be cleansed, be made whole, be set free in Jesus' name. I speak peace to your bodies. Receive life, receive strength in your bodies. Body parts be renewed. Systems be renewed. Body, I command you, walk normally and optimally. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Now check your body. In fact, start to do things you couldn't do before. That growth, that tumor has disappeared. You are cleansed in your blood and in your skin. Your breath is now free and fresh. All diseases, all infirmities, all oppressions have checked back to hell where they belong. You are free. Rejoice, dear friend. Rejoice. Now, that's your faith action. Yes, rejoice. And give thanks to the Lord for your healing. And without wasting time, share your testimony of healing. When you testify, your healing is consolidated and perfected. Send your testimony to Chim Newton at ymail.com. Brethren, if God has healed you, remember also to express your gratitude by giving a free will offering. This guarantees a free flow of testimonies in your life. If you are yet to receive full manifestation of your healing, do not despair. Go right back and repeat the process. Start listening from day one. I can assure you that God will visit you before long. May the eternal spring of God's love wash over you and comfort you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we shall now partake of the Holy Communion as our definitive faith action. Get your elements ready. You can use juice or non-alcoholic wine, soft drink, or even water to represent the blood. It makes no difference. God will honor your faith. And you can use a tiny piece of wafer, biscuit, or bread to represent the flesh of Jesus. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, I obey your command to eat your flesh and drink your blood in remembrance of what you did for me at Calvary. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins, and by the stripes of the wounds you sustained, you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Not one remains. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is illegal of the devil to put any disease, any evil in my body. There is no place in my body for them. Lord Jesus, as I eat your flesh and drink your blood, terminate all evils still clinging to my body. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that the price was fully paid. You may partake now. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. It is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, do kindly click on the subscribe button if you have not already done so. This will enable us to notify you whenever we have a new day's message uploaded. Be blessed as you do so.